I'm Frank Vaughn. It's September 14th, 2025, and over the last couple days, I've just been quiet and observing. And nothing could be clearer than the fact that the right and the left are not made the same. Now, I know there's people who think the right-left dichotomy is a false one, but whatever you want to call it, right, left, good, evil, unhinged versus hinged, the net result is the same. There's one source emanating mental illness and unreality. And that leads to discord, that leads to cognitive dissonance, and that leads to violence. And it manifested in the shooting of Charlie Kirk. Now, we know now that the young man, which is what he is, you know, I feel some sympathy for his parents because you put 20 years into your kid and then they can completely go wrong. After a modest couple years exposure to the indoctrination facilities that universities and colleges have become. And that's my guess as to what happened with Tyler Robinson, who we learn was living with a transgender partner, whether they were together or not, I don't know. Transgender into being a furry, into all kinds of degeneration. So the primary layer is, once again, if you're born a boy, I'm sorry, but you're a boy. That's just the way it is. And society shouldn't be telling anybody that you can rewire biology. You can make your choices. You can live as long as you don't harm anybody. But this concept that public school serves as a facilitator to program kids with an ideology of unreality, it's unnatural. It's not proper. You can't build a civilization around it. In fact, the only thing you can do is destroy order everywhere you find it. But then on top of that, you got the whole furry thing. So not only are you pretending that you were born in the wrong body, you're also pretending that you're a complete other species. And we're supposed to enable this now. Kids get suspended in schools right here in Saskatchewan because they bark at a furry, mockingly trying to communicate with it in its own language. We call that bullying. We call that picking on a visible minority. But what it actually is social enforcement of norms. Those norms which built Western civilization. We never needed the government to come along and tell us how we should and shouldn't behave because society had figured out that these things were toxic a long time ago. But nowadays, we just promote this unwellness. And I think one of the sad things, one of the sad truths that comes out of events since Charlie Kirk was assassinated is the left doing its normal thing, saying instead of taking full responsibility for all the unwell illness that they've unleashed on society, whether it's race wars, they talk about the right being divisive. It's not the right that's divisive. The right wants to create, or good wants to create, an equal playing field for everybody, where if you're a bad actor, regardless of your ethnic background, race, color, creed, or delusions, if you're a bad actor doing bad things in society, you get removed from society one way or another so that the rest of people can continue on building civilization and keeping it all together. But now the left wants that removed. They want every type of sodomy, every type of hedonism, every type of vile base illness, every retreat from greatness, because human greatness only derives from self-discipline. Human greatness only derives from dealing with the reality that's before you and not hiding from it. If you don't pay your bills at the end of the month, services start to get shut off. If you don't pay your mortgage or you don't pay your rent, you start to lose your home. These same kinds of consequences apply to when we start to believe manifest delusion as though it were something real. And we're seeing this all around us. And the left's only answer is that we have to just tolerate and accept every single deviant behavior. And nothing could be further from the truth. We need to rediscover the value of intolerance. You know, we often talk about discriminating taste when it comes to art, or discriminating taste when it comes to wine or whiskeys or beers. And yet we're not supposed to apply discrimination in society. At the country level or at the cultural level, we're not supposed to discriminate. We're supposed to just accept and tolerate every type of deviance to the point where people actually make the argument in public that a guy who was already caught raping a minor, and there goes the algorithm again, raping a minor, gets out on probation and then rapes a three-year-old to the point where they're damaged for life. And there's actually people that will make the argument that that person just needs some pamphlets and a little bit of love, needs to be rehabilitated, that jail would be bad, that removing him from society would be unfair to the person, the perpetrator. That's wrong, and I'm not sorry. That person should be strung up through some legal means, or at the very least castrated and removed from society to never be among us again. Because what do they offer? When did we stop asking ourselves what all of these diversity freaks actually bring to the greater good? Because what I see is just a whole pile of hedonistic narcissism being celebrated at the highest levels, getting monuments built to it. These people aren't concerned about what they can give to everybody else. They're concerned about how much they can get. And we're deifying it. We've created a religion, an ideology, which we now insist on teaching in the public schools. To the point where you can have a Tyler Robinson, who's the voices on the left say this guy was a conservative. He was raised in a conservative family. They have all these things, and they ignore a lot of the details. But even if that was true, it only took a few years of higher education to completely radicalize this guy to the point where he threw his life away. Now, there's other oddities around the shooting, but I think the thing that we should be focusing on more than anything is that we've let the left get away with this for way too long. They burn cities down when they're figureheads, even if they're not figureheads. Charlie Kirk was a known quantity before he got shot. Everybody knew his work. Everybody knew what he was up to. Nobody knew who George Floyd was before that incident happened. Completely different circumstances, which I don't want to parse now. But cities burned, violence was committed, and to this day, you can protest in the United States calling for the death of all white people. And no one's going to bat an eyelash at you. The media is not going to cover it. They're going to call you mostly peaceful. That has to end. When your child errs greatly, when they start misbehaving, when they start yelling at their mom. I actually watched a really funny video the other night, and it was a setup between the kids and the mother. They conspire for the child to tell mom to shut up. And just, it was a whole compilation of how involved dads get when the respect of mother is in question. This is one of those things that the liberals don't like to talk about. This is one of those things that leftists don't like to acknowledge. And that's the biological reality of the order of the household, what makes a stable household. They often talk about patriarchy, and that the man is the head of the household is somehow vile and evil and means that the woman has no control. In my household, there's no doubt that daddy getting involved in a dispute amongst the children or between the children and my wife is pretty much where the buck stops. When dad gets involved, things happen. I got the dad voice. Frustrates my wife that she doesn't have the dad voice. She doesn't have the power that I do, with just a deep rumbling bellow. But there is a moral. There's an underlying ethics. There's a reason that daddy's getting involved. And because we have this natural order, things flow a lot better. My kids go to bed at night. They go to bed at the same time. They go to sleep. It's not a big deal. It's not a big dispute. Sometimes they get up through the night, just like normal kids do. There's nobody yelling at each other. There's no behavioral outpourings. Like, the whole place just flows. My wife doesn't feel like she lacks control. You know, what she wants, she gets. She runs the household. But above all, I seen a diagram once, and I'm drifting a little bit here, but it was a series of circles. And it had one circle that was the outside shield of the whole family unit. And then mom was inside that circle. So dad was the outer circle, mom was the inner circle, and the kids resided protected in both. The point I'm trying to make is sometimes daddy's got to get involved in a way that only daddy can. And we can see this in sociology. We can see this in the study of psychology, that in households where there is no strong father figure, kids have terrible outcomes. They lack in empathy scores. They lack in sympathy. They commit crimes. It's very difficult, or it's much more challenging, to raise responsible, feeling children without a strong father figure in the household. And that's not to diminish the role of mom, which is, it's beyond description. I watch the way my wife is with my kids, and I'm constantly in awe of her nurturing power. It's a reed blowing in the wind, whereas daddy sometimes is the axe that comes along and knocks it all down. When you scale this up to a societal level, what you have is a whole bunch of misbehaving kids. They're doing terrible things. They're not listening to mommy at all. They're not listening to kindness. They're selfish. They're out of control. They're dirty. They're believing delusions. They're upset every time someone doesn't give them what they want. The kind of behavior that you wouldn't tolerate in your kids if you're the head of a decent household. And so I don't want people to come away from the last video I did thinking that I am an advocate for authoritarianism directly. But I think there's a place for it. I think we need daddy. Society's run amok. These people are out of control. They're violent. They're delusional. They're selfish. They're not very good human beings, and it's emanating from the left. As I said, they burn cities down. They assassinate people. They call for violence. I mean, I don't need to review all of the various calls for violence. They're selling T-shirts where it's Charlie Kirk's head with blood pouring out of his neck, and it says, "Debate this." Heartless, cruel. These are the people that are supposed to be all about rainbows and understanding everybody. And yet, when it comes right down to it, when you scratch the surface, they're just a bunch of cruel, evil people. And the ideology they're promoting is evil itself. And we've been far too tolerant. Daddy hasn't come home in a long time. So what I'm talking about here is the clear need for order to be restored, for decency to make a comeback. And they're not going to do it voluntarily. When your kids are out of hand, if you don't take them in hand, what happens? They run amok. If there's no discipline, they just keep going. They go and they go and they go until they hurt others, or they self-implode themselves. That's what your whole game is as a parent, is guidance, instilling discipline and teaching them values. Who's teaching us values in society? Who's instilling discipline in society? What voices in power are telling the children that they've got out of control and guiding them back to sanity and sensibility? We need a sense of discipline to be restored. It is absolutely unconscionable that we be allowed to carry on this way. There are better voices. There are better leaders out there. They need to be empowered, because not everybody's created equal. Not every ideology is equal. These people will lead to the dissolution of our society and nothing but violent outcomes, nothing but chaos. So, we tried understanding. We tried tolerance of everything. We allowed them to silence the opposition, which continues on. I mean, it's crazy to me when I have the opportunity to talk to somebody back in Ontario who has similar views to mine or has an opinion like mine, how they subconsciously, they lower their voice unconsciously. They whisper when they talk about politics because they've been silenced by all of these ravenous, yelling leftists who seem to control everything. I mean, when's enough enough? How many Charlie Kirks does there have to be? Because it's not just Charlie Kirk. This one landed different. But it's not the first. There are people victimized by this ideology every single day. Now, in the wake of this shooting, I've seen prayer vigils. I've seen prayer circles. I've seen people coming together. I haven't seen a single city block burn. I haven't seen any counter violence. I haven't seen a call to it. Because whatever you want to call it, good, evil, right, left, whatever label you want to give it, one side's just wrong. And one side is better. And it's that better side that we need to start manifesting. And if these people don't want to go along, then it's time for daddy to restore discipline. And that's not a bad thing. I talked about in my previous video how humans always organize into hierarchies. Well, one of the most basic fundamental hierarchies is the nuclear family. It's indisputable. The nuclear family is the antidote to almost everything. Instead of being slavishly devoted to your urges, your hedonism, your biological functions, concerning yourself entirely with what body part goes in what hole and how perverse you can make it, you know, with the furries and all the other nonsense that's going on out there, or you can discipline yourself to actually try and pursue something greater. To get together with one person in a blessed union and create a family and raise good children and actually see noble outcome out of it. You know, we need more of that. The nuclear family is a hierarchy. Now, it doesn't mean, as these leftists or third wave or fourth wave feminists, whatever we're on now, who hate traditional wives, who just all they want to see is women running around pretending to be men. It's not what it's about. It's not what it's about. Nothing but a creation of an unending supply of effeminate men and masculine women doesn't do anything for society. The nuclear family unit, with dad as the head of the household, if you will, really doesn't have a head. It just has top-down discipline. Like, does any man really run his wife? Can I walk out of this office and go to my wife and just tell her what to do indiscriminately? I can't. Any more than she can tell me what to do. Though when she does make sense, I'll do what she says. And when I make sense, she'll do what I say. And it's a partnership. But there's no doubt when it comes to the children that the effect of mom and dad are different. And it scales up to society. There's not enough dad around. The attack on masculinity is at the root of our problems. There's nothing wrong with strong men and feminine women. That's what we got to get back to. That's like the base of the tree where all this other, whether it's crime, perversion, hedonism, materialism, godless self-indulgence, all of these things emanate from the societal flight from nature and the belief in a higher power, the belief in something beyond yourself that deserves your loyalty, whatever that is for you. Something that you answer to that's in here. The moral compass, the guiding flame, that tells you that maybe there's something you want to do, but you should restrain yourself from doing it because it's unnatural, because it would harm others, because it would harm society, because it doesn't serve the greater good. The concept of the greater good. We have created a libertine society where anything goes. The last administration in the United States was one of the most base I've ever seen in my life. It was horrible to watch. The halls of power in the most powerful country on earth right now, still to this day, be tainted with the kinds of materialistic, hedonistic, self-serving claptrap that went on in the White House and in the Congress. That has to stop. There has to be some kind of return to human dignity. And if people aren't going to do it on their own, then they need to be brought to it. Just like the erring child needs to be brought back in line, so too does this society that has tolerated this violent leftist rhetoric all this time. It needs to be pushback. You need to be loud. I'm not calling for violence. I'm calling for a restoration of order. Otherwise, the whole thing goes away, folks. All of their solutions, if you want to call it that, the mass immigration, the rainbow expansion to the point where we're now looking at including minor attracted persons because they're victims too, hasn't led anywhere good. It's just increased societal tension, has increased violence, has increased mental illness, has turned people into walking embodiments of toxicity. And if we don't solve it, if we don't get authoritative in our approach to solving it, if we don't open Pandora's box and see what's in there, and by that I mean the NGOs, the networks of money and power and influence that have infiltrated all of our academic institutions, all the way down to public school, where you can't even send a kid to grade 2 or grade 3 anymore without them being programmed with some kind of ideology. White guilt is taught right here in Saskatchewan. And it's disgusting. No one is born into this world bearing the burden of the past. Period. And it shouldn't be that way. But we're teaching kids, newly minted, that they owe something to someone because they have more skin pigment than they do. It's rotten. It's wrong. And the world continues to turn. There's a lot of things that I'm going to talk about probably starting tomorrow. But we need daddy back. Someone has to set this right. We need an authority. One time, and I know maybe this one's a little bit windy, so I'll wrap it up. I had an interview with Tim Moen, who at the time was the leader of the Libertarian Party of Canada. And he once said to me, well, in that interview, he said, one of his regrets was bringing the phrase, you should be able to, he wants a gay couple to defend, I'm paraphrasing, I might have the exact wording wrong, a gay couple to be able to defend their pot plants with guns. And he said he actually regretted popularizing whatever that phrase was. Because if you really want a libertarian society, if you want to actually get to a society that can handle all of that freedom to choose, then self-discipline has to be very strong. And I would argue, without God, without this concept of a higher power, without this concept of a greater good, libertarianism can never work. And we're seeing the fruits of that. Now is not the time for total freedom. It's going to upset some people when I say that. We can't handle it. And maybe we never will be able to handle total freedom. The same as total government control of every facet of your life is doomed to failure. Also, anarchy is doomed to failure as well. We will always end up organizing into some kind of hierarchical society, starting with the family, because it works. Some people are better equipped to lead than others. And for a truly libertarian society to work, everybody has to be their own leader. And they all have to be calling themselves forward towards some kind of greater human manifestation. Asking themselves every single day, how can I make decisions today that will further the human condition? focusing on the self, focusing on materialism, focusing on free-for-all. Yeah, we've already got the fruit of that. We already see what happens. It doesn't work. Mental illness running rampant everywhere and people indulging themselves. Drug addicts are victims now. They're not making a choice every single day to inject themselves full of junk. No, they're victims. The person who rapes a three-year-old, he's a victim of society's circumstances. Charlie Kirk isn't a victim. Tyler Robinson is. Go online. You can read the arguments. They're all wrong. And we need daddy to tell them they're wrong. And if they don't want to listen, they need to be sent to their room until they come to their senses.